On February 13th, a coalition of human service and labor-related groups called for the state to raise taxes on the rich to pay for a variety of programs. First, we hear from the New York Writers Alliance. MTA, New York Writers Alliance.
The Writers Alliance of Subway and Bus Riders. New York City group, and joining with you all in solidarity with all of your issues, and wanting to highlight the importance of public transit. Well, why is public transit important? Well, because of what Charles just said, right? It creates opportunity. It shapes the way people think about, and people get to their jobs, schools, appointments, and as you know, daycare. And as you know, if it doesn't work, who does that affect? Working people who depend, who cannot get out of the train, who cannot get out of the bus and take an Uber, take a Lyft, can't have a car and drive. The MTA and our bus system and our subway system is in dire need of historic investments. And again, when we go and we talk to legislators and we talk to the governor, we talk to the MTA, we hear, oh, we just did this. We just invested. And we know the money exists. Like many people before me have said today, the money exists. The MTA will face a big decision in the next couple years. It will have to decide how it's going to adjust for a multi-hundred-million-dollar operating budget deficit. What happens if the MTA doesn't have enough money? It doesn't run as many trains. It doesn't run as many buses. And we recognize that the people that most affects are working-class people, communities of color, living far away, living in transit deserts, living in poor places, commuting in times that are not 9 to 5, right? That are at night, that are early in the morning, that are on weekends, in times when they want to cut service. And so we're joining you all today. We want to say tax the rich to fund public transit.
Charles Kahn is with Strong Economy for All.
We know that that there's a $6.1 billion deficit, and we know whose resources are on the line. Governor Cuomo wants to cut Medicaid for the poorest New Yorkers. We know we're also living in the richest time in the history of this country. More billionaires than ever, more millionaires than ever, especially here in New York State. $525 billion of wealth. We have 14 ways in order to tax them so that we can actually build affordable housing that's actually affordable for hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers, so that we can fully fund public education, so that we can end homelessness once and for all, so that we can not only fully fund public education K through 12, but also higher education. We know that 9 out of 10 New Yorkers support taxing billionaires. It's easy. The math is easy. We've done the math already. I went to public school, I know my math. We've done it. And so up next, we have Nick.
Make the road Alfredo Delgado.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Alfredo Hidalgo.
And I'll be translating. Well, I'm sorry. Good afternoon. My name is Alfredo Hidalgo, and I am a member of Make the Road New York. I am an immigrant parent, and I have been fighting for school funding for the past years. Every time we visit Albany and ask for school funding, we are told there is no money. Every time I watch the news, there are reports of billionaires and their economic worth. Billionaires in New York, and currently they are not doing anything for our state. I pay more taxes than Jeff Bezos, and I know that everyone in this room right now pays more taxes than he does. That's not right. Children are in overcrowded classrooms with old textbooks. Meanwhile, the Bezos and the Bloombergs of the state can buy elected officials into passing laws that benefit them. I have heard elected officials saying that our children are our future, but they won't fund our schools. But they are more than willing to give tax breaks to billionaires and Wall Street. Reject budget cuts, austerity, and historic income and wealth inequality. We demand New York State billionaires end corporate giveaways and invest in our communities. When we make billionaires pay, we can raise at least $30 billion in revenue to give resources to much needed programs for our communities and ensure all New Yorkers can stay, live with dignity and thrive in New York State.
Katie Robbins,
representing the Campaign for New York Health, and Noel Ferrer, representing DSA.
Director of the Campaign for New York Health, we advocate for universal guaranteed health care. We firmly believe there are enough resources in New York State that everyone can have high quality benefits. We've been doing this work for a while, and in the past year, couple of years, we talked to thousands of New Yorkers about their healthcare experiences. We heard that most people have coverage of some kind, yet 50% of New Yorkers we talked to did not get healthcare because of cost. They delayed or skipped entirely basic care. How many people here have felt that? You didn't have the money to get the care that you need. I know that I've been there many times. With the current debate right now around the budget, it is unacceptable that they are blaming Medicaid beneficiaries, seniors, low-income folks, people of color for driving up the cost of health care.
That ain't right.
What is actually causing this increase in health care in the budget? Well, we've got more people enrolled on Medicaid. That's a good thing when people have coverage. We've got people living in their homes with dignity, paying care workers a livable wage. That is a good thing. It has created tens of thousands of jobs. So when we hear that they have to balance the budgets on the backs of Medicaid beneficiaries, we have to say that is unacceptable,
right?
We are not going back on the Medicaid promise. In fact, we are calling for a bold healthcare agenda where we pass the New York Health Act for universal guaranteed healthcare. And as that's being implemented, we use taxes on the ultra wealthy to make sure that every resident immigrant has coverage, that we lower healthcare costs for everyone who's struggling to afford premiums and co-pays, that we never see one more New Yorker dying because they cannot afford their insulin or prescription drug copay. I know we can do this. We have the resources in New York State, and we are building the political will. Thank you all so much.
Noel Pfeffer, I'm a law student studying tax policy, which can get a little depressing, but days like today make it all worthwhile. I'm here representing DSA, which is proud to join the coalition to make billionaires pay and demands budget justice for marginalized communities across New York. I want to remind us of some words from former New York Governor Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who in 1932, with the nation in crisis, said, "While people speak of economic laws, men and women are starving. We must hold the fact in mind that economic laws are not made by nature. They are made by human beings." It's a simple idea, but it has radical implications. It means that markets, there's no such thing as a free market. Markets and property are social constructs. It means that extreme inequality and racial inequities aren't natural or inevitable, they're a function of public policy. And it means that we have a responsibility to shape markets through our democratic values, to reflect our democratic values, because make no mistake, our markets have radically departed from their original purpose, which is to serve their public interest. We see it with climate change, we see it with the commodification of education, healthcare, housing, even water, which has extreme costs across the United States. And so that's why we are joining and asking for the simple demand to make billionaires pay. So with that, tax the rich.
What do we want?
Tax the rich!
Last year, lawmakers demonstrated
Michael King
that when the Assembly and the Senate get together, we can make huge explosive progress. When the Assembly and Senate stood together, they passed laws and they made progress that hadn't been made in decades. It's time this year to make that kind of progress on the budget. Governor Cuomo steps back when the Assembly and the Senate step forward.
That's right.
It's time for Andrea Stewart-Cousins to join Carl Hastie, the Senate leader and the Assembly speaker, standing together to tax the rich and invest in our communities. Every single group that was here today joined together on those fights. On decarceration, on immigrant justice, on democracy, and on housing. We fought and we won, and we're here this year to fight together and win. We're not gonna lose, we're not gonna go back, we're only gonna go forward.
Tax the rich!
Not the poor!
What do we want?
Tax the rich!
What do we want?
Tax the rich!
When do we want it?
Now!
This is Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.